Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Markets closed higher today, a broad rally, everything up, 0.6 to 1.1%. Pretty good day, huh? Driven by, well, what do you think?
Trade optimism, gotta be. Trump's jawboning the market higher too. Buy stocks now, he says.
Exactly. UK trade deal announced. $10 billion in Boeing jets. That's a good chunk of change. And the whisper is, tariffs on China could ease.
50% next week, before the big talks? If that happens, man.
Yeah, what do you think? Big if.
Huge. But the market's buying it, at least for today. Look at Boeing, up over 3%. That's leadership.
Treasuries sold off, though, right? 10-year yield up 10 basis points to 4.37. 2-year, also up 10 basis points.
Right. That productivity report was, well, disappointing. Lower productivity, higher unit labor costs, not a great combo. Inflation expectations are still sticky.
So, tomorrow, what are we watching?
No U.S. economic data on the calendar, so it's all about sentiment. Will this trade optimism hold? Any headlines out of China? That's the key.
So tomorrow, no U.S. economic data. Kind of a breather, right? But those year-to-date numbers are ugly, down across the board. NASDAQ, Russell, ouch.
Yeah, not pretty. But hey, initial jobless claims beat expectations, 228K versus 238K expected. That's something, right?
I guess. Still, continuing claims are high, almost 1.9 million. And that productivity report, yikes, down 0.8%. Unit labor costs up 5.7%. That's inflationary.
Definitely a concern. But remember, Q1 earnings didn't really show huge margin pressure from labor costs. Maybe it's lagging, or maybe companies are absorbing it for now.
Maybe. Wholesale inventories were pretty much in line with expectations. 0.4% versus 0.5%. Not really moving the needle.
So what's the takeaway for tomorrow? Sentiment, right? We're riding this trade optimism wave, but can it last? That SPY analysis, WaveWriter AI, bearish short-term sentiment, price decline, volume surge, not good.
All right, so digging into this market analysis, QQQ mirroring SPY, big volume spike but price dipping, 492 down to 488. What's the takeaway?
Selling pressure, plain and simple. Profit-taking, maybe some rotation, and it didn't bounce back quickly, which, well, that's not a great sign.
Yeah, I see that. Hesitation from buyers, for sure. What about VXX? Up to 68.7, huh?
Uh-huh. Classic risk-off signal. Volatility expectations rising, investors getting nervous, lines up with that SPY and QQQ weakness.
Okay, so sectors, anything standing out?
Not really a clear leader. XLY, XLK, flash some strength, then down they went. XLF, XLE, definitely weak. Big volume pushing them lower.
So defensive posture, rotation into utilities, consumer staples.
Yeah, XLU, XLP, classic safe havens. Makes sense in this environment.
All right, key levels. SPY support at 5564, resistance 569.
Exactly. 564, that's the line in the sand. Break below that and look out below. Upside, 569 needs to be cleared for any real bullish momentum. QQQ, similar story. 487 support, 493 resistance.
So what's the bull case? What could turn this around?
Positive data, strong earnings, something to shift sentiment. SPY back above 569, with volume confirming accumulation, that would be a start. But right now, it's not looking pretty.
So we're looking at a market perched on a knife edge, right? This WaveWriter AI analysis paints a pretty cautious picture. Cautiously bullish, they say, but that bearish primary indicator, that's flashing red.
Yeah, I see that. 250 buying, 230 selling, that's practically a coin flip. And that T2108, whatever that is, being bullish doesn't exactly inspire confidence with everything else pointing south.
Right? And that 20% weekly neutral, meh. Not exactly a ringing endorsement. So SPY and QQQ, both looking shaky. Big volume spikes, but price dipping. Classic distribution, no?
Textbook. Profit taking, maybe some rotation, but that lack of a quick bounce back, that's worrisome. Buyers are hesitant, plain and simple. And that VXX, up near 60, tells you everything you need to know about sentiment.
Fear is creeping in. So key levels. SPY 564 support, 569 resistance, QQQ mirroring that, 487 and 493. Make or break points, right?
Absolutely. 564 on the SPY, that's the line in the sand. Crack that. And Katie bar the door. Upside, 569 needs a decisive break with volume to confirm any real bullish momentum. Same story with QQQ.
Okay, so what's the bull case here? What could turn this around?
Well, for tech, positive earnings surprises. Maybe some regulatory easing, something to shift sentiment. a strong breakout above 493 on the QQQ, with volume confirming accumulation, that would be a start. But it's a long shot.
And the bear case, what are we most worried about?
Negative economic news, geopolitical tensions flaring up, anything that triggers more selling. If the SPY breaks 564, look out below. And for QQQ, disappointing earnings or increased regulatory scrutiny could really intensify the sell-off. A breach below 487, ugly.
So, bottom line, caution is the name of the game.
Exactly. Stay nimble, watch those key levels, and don't get caught on the wrong side of the trade.
All right, so the Fed held rates steady, markets breathing a sigh of relief, tech and discretionary leading the charge. What's the story?
China easing, trade talks on the horizon, optimism's back on the menu. Chipmakers especially loving that easing of export restrictions. But communication services lagging. Alphabet's dragging it down.
Yeah, Alphabet, what's the deal there?
Not sure, something spooking investors. But overall, volatility's low, VXX holding steady. So tomorrow, big day for data, productivity, labor costs, jobless claims, the whole shebang.
Right, gotta watch those numbers. So, what's the play for swing traders?
Tech and discretionary. Ride that momentum, especially semiconductors. ASML, for example, classic continuation play. Looking for a breakout above, say, 700. Tight stops below 680. Don't get greedy.
Okay, ASML got it. Anything else on the radar?
NVDA, anticipation setup, earnings coming up, whispers of a beat. Looking for a pop above 260, stop at 250. High risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward. I like it. But this Waverider AI analysis, cautiously bullish, they say. Bearish primary indicator flashing red. What's that about?
Yeah, I saw that. Mixed breadth, some weakness under the surface. Gotta be careful. Not all sunshine and rainbows. Hence the tight stops. Protect your capital.
Right, protect your capital. Always good advice. So communication services lagging, you said? Any plays there?
Maybe a fade. Look for weakness in Alphabet, Meta, something to short. But tricky. Gotta be quick. Market sentiment can shift fast.
Fast, yeah. So bottom line, ride the tech and discretionary wave, but with caution. Watch those key levels, use tight stops, and keep an eye on communication services. Might be an opportunity there.
Exactly. Stay nimble. Don't get complacent. Market's a fickle beast. 1 minute it's up, the next, who knows? Gotta be ready for anything.
All right, so tech and semiconductors, AMD, INTC, TSM, all over the map. Big volumes, big swings. What's the story?
Earnings, mostly. Plus, the whole chip sector's on edge, waiting for those export restrictions to ease. A lot of pent-up demand, a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, so INTC kind of a snoozer, but AMD and TSM, they're the action. What's your take?
TSM especially. Strong sector player, and that volume, it's telling a story. Accumulation, despite the volatility, short-term, I'm bullish.
Bullish on TSM. Okay, what about AMD? Dipped hard, but...
Yeah, but that's AMD for you. Volatile, but resilient. Sector's got legs, and AMD usually bounces back hard. I like it here.
So, two bullish plays in chips. Got it. What about financials? JPMGS, pretty quiet, right?
Relatively, yeah. Solid volume, stable trend, until the end of the session. Little wobble there. Macro news, probably. Gotta keep an eye on that.
So, financials, hold for now. Nothing exciting?
Not yet. Wait and see. Could be a good entry point if they dip further, but I'm not chasing it.
Okay, consumer discretionary. TSLA shop volatile, you said.
Super volatile, TSLA especially. Big drop, huge volume, classic shakeout. I think it bounces. EVs are still hot, and that price is tempting.
Tempting, yeah. So TSLA, a buy. What about shop?
Shop? I'm less convinced. Momentum's fading. I'd wait for a clearer signal.
Okay, TSLA on the radar. Healthcare, ISR, CVRX, mixed bag, huh?
Yeah, ISRG took a hit. Sector-specific stuff, maybe some macro worries. CVRX, meh, not seeing anything compelling there.
So healthcare, avoid for now?
Mostly, yeah. Too much uncertainty. Focus on the setups with clear catalysts. Tech, discretionary, that's where the action is.
All right, so let's dive into some individual stock plays for tomorrow. AMD first, what's the setup?
Looking at a potential rebound on AMD. Support at 101.50. If that holds, we could see a move back towards 103, maybe even 104.50.
Entry point around 101.50s then? Stop loss below 100?
Exactly. Tight stop, manage the risk. Not looking for a home run, just a solid base hit.
Okay, AMD, got it. What about TSLA? Still volatile.
Super volatile, yeah, but that's TSLA. Looking for a bullish move towards $289, maybe even $293. Key support around $284. That's our entry point.
$284 entry, stop below $280. High risk, high reward, right?
Definitely. Gotta be quick on the trigger with this one. Market sentiment can shift fast.
Right. TSM next. What's the play there?
Upward move towards 176.50 if that 175.20 support holds. Entry near 175.20, stop below 174. Pretty tight range, but I like the setup.
TSM, 175.20 entry. Got it. So three potential plays, all kind of waiting for confirmation. Anything else we should be watching?
Yeah, gotta keep an eye on the broader context. Macro news, earnings, sector rotation, all that jazz. These plays are based on technicals, but fundamentals can always throw a wrench in the works.
Right, fundamentals, always important. This WaveRider AI analysis, mixed performance across sectors, they say. Tech and healthcare showing volatility, energy, meh.
Yeah, I saw that. A lot of uncertainty out there, hence the tight stops. Gotta protect your capital.
Protect your capital, good advice. So AMDM, three potential setups for tomorrow. Watch those key levels, use tight stops, and stay nimble.
Exactly. Market's a wild ride these days. Gotta be ready for anything. Good luck out there.
All right, so market recap and some spicy setups for the next few days. Financials, pretty quiet, right? JPM, CME, just chugging along.
Yeah, steady as she goes. Nothing too exciting there. But tech, now that's where the action is. MSFT, Meta, serious upward momentum over the past 10 days.
Oh, institutional buying, you think?
Gotta be. Big money's moving in. Bullish continuation play in my book.
Interesting. What about healthcare's? Pretty volatile, no?
Super volatile. Earnings, sector news, the whole nine yards. But that volatility creates opportunity, right?
Right. So where's the smart money going?
Tech, definitely. MSFT, Meta, look for those to keep climbing. And materials, ATI, strong price action, increasing volume. That's a good sign.
ATI, okay. Anything else on your radar?
HIMS, big volume, nice intraday recovery. I think it runs. Short-term play, though, gotta be nimble.
So four tickers to watch, MSFT, Meta, ATI, HIMS. Let's break them down. MSFT first. What's the setup?
Support at 440, 442, 444. Resistance at 446, 450, 455. I'm looking for a move to that 446, 450 range in the next couple of days. Strong volume confirms the bullish momentum.
Entry point around 442 then? Stop below 440?
Exactly. Price targets? 450, 455, even 460 if it really takes off.
Okay, MSFT, got it. Meta next, what's the story there?
Recent dips, yeah, but that institutional interest, that's the key. I'm anticipating a rebound towards 610, 615 short term. Support at 602, 604, 608. Resistance at 610, 615, 620.
So entry near 604, stop below 602. Price targets, 615, 620, 625.
You got it. Classic rebound play.
All right, ATI, what's the outlook?
Upward momentum, increasing volume. This one's a runner. Likely to test resistance at 74 and potentially break higher. Support at 71, 72, 73. Resistance at 74, 75, 76.
Entry near 72, stop below 71. Price targets matching the resistance levels, right?
Precisely. 74, 75, 76. Ride that momentum.
Okay, last one, HIMS. High volatility, you said?
Yeah, but that creates opportunity. Robust buying interest could push this one back towards its recent highs. Support at 51, 52, 53. Resistance at 54, 55, 56.
So what's the play?
Look for an entry around, say, 52. Stop loss below 51 targets, 54, 55, 56. But gotta be quick. This one moves fast.
All right, so four setups. MSFT, Meta, ATI, HIMS. Tech, materials, healthcare, a little bit of everything. Anything else we should be watching?
Yeah, keep an eye on the broader market. Macro news, sector rotation, that kind of stuff. These setups are solid, but always manage your risk. Use those stops. Don't get greedy.
All right, so wrapping up, let's talk quick setups. HIMS, you mentioned some interesting price action there.
Yeah, big volume, nice intraday recovery. I think it runs. Short-term play, though, gotta be nimble. That WaveRider AI analysis, they're cautiously bullish, too.
Cautiously bullish, huh? What's their take?
Mixed performance across sectors, tech and healthcare showing volatility, energy, meh. But on HIMS specifically, they see potential for a move up to 56.
56. That's a decent jump. What are the key levels we should be watching?
Support at 51, 52, 53. Resistance at, like I said, 54, 55. And that 56 target, look for an entry around 52. Stop loss below 51. Tight, but gotta manage the risk.
Right. Manage the risk. Always key. So hymns, a quick in-and-out play, anything else catching your eye?
Not as much conviction on anything else right now. Market's a bit wonky. Gotta be selective. Focus on the setups with the clearest signals. Hymns, that's my pick for tomorrow.
Hymns it is, then. All right, that about wraps it up for next day prep. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Catch us again tomorrow for more market insights and trade setups. And remember, stay nimble, stay informed, and good luck out there. This is signing off.
And I'm out of here. See you tomorrow, traders. Trade smart.